This week's parsha, Parshat Ki Tavo, we have the description of the curses that could happen if the Jewish people don't adhere to the Torah. The curses are recorded twice in the Torah, once in Parshat Bechukotai and once in Parshat Ki Tavo. Nachmanides points out that these curses are very different. Whereas the curses in Bechukotai describe a neighbor that attacks us, describes an exile that is finite and a return to the land of Israel, the curses in our parasha, which are doubly as long, these curses describe a foreign nation, one whose language we don't understand, a nation who comes in like the eagle from far away to destroy us and exile us. The parasha describes an exile where we spend a long time not knowing when we're going to get back to the land of Israel. The exile describes suffering during the exile for a very, very long time. Says Nachmanides, these two parshiot are referencing the two destructions of the Beit HaMikdash. The first destruction was by our neighbor, the Babylonian Empire. It was a very finite exile. We went out, we spent 70 years out there, we came back, we rebuilt. Our parsha, look closely as you read it, describes the exile, the destruction of the Roman Empire. That's an exile that's been lasting all these centuries. That's an exile by a foreign nation that swooped in like the eagle and exiled us to faraway lands. And we spent centuries wondering when will it be over. So that, says the Ramban, is the exile described in our parsha. And the good news is that that one also ends with the promise that Hashem remembers you, you're still His chosen people, and Hashem will bring you back. That is the covenant with which we conclude the curses of this week's parasha. We're still coming back. Shabbat shalom.